Because complaints generally have need base. And they're usually always valid, and they always need to be addressed. Now, of course, the spirit of the address goes a long way down the road to getting it resolved quickly. But on the other hand, the whining is a trust issue. It's a trust issue. And ultimately, to grumble in this instance over the menu or the water, when you've seen all that God did leading up to this point, and it wasn't ancient history now, we're talking weeks in their past, in their rearview mirror, just weeks, and they still are whining. And you know what would happen? If you follow Israel's history the whole way through, up until the time of the destruction of Jerusalem by Emperor Titus in AD 70, the whole history of Israel, from generation to generation to generation, they perfected the wino song. They perfected it. And it didn't make any difference who said what. Didn't make any difference who came or who didn't come. They just kept on. Verse 9, Moses spake unto Aaron, saying to all the congregation, the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmur. And so what does he do? He addresses their concern. Verse 13, the quails came up and covered the camp. And as I pointed out in the earlier group, some alleged that because the direction coming from the sea, that these were seagulls. Quails is quails. Okay, I'll take quails. But anyhow, they came and they covered the ground. They had the manna, according to verse 15. And incredibly, there would be, as we'll see later on, there would be another occasion wherein the children of Israel would continue to whine about this that God had just provided them. They would not learn the lesson. And I believe with all my heart that it's a trust issue. So, with the project in mind of daily or day-by-day renewal, what then is the admonition? We find the admonition and this historical incident's relevance to you and me in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 10. And we'll close here tonight. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 10. Here's the admonition, as applied to the church. It's clear as crystal. Neither murmur ye, grumble, whine, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for examples. They are written for our admonition, our instruction, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. And somebody may come back with angst and sincerity of heart and say, I can't help myself. I'm just a natural born whiner. My grandfather was a whiner, my grandmother was a whiner, my mom and dad were whiners, and I'm a whiner. I just can't help myself. I know it's wrong, but I just can't stop. There's just no help for me. I'm a whiner. Then do you read verse 13? There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Bear what? Bear the perceived injustice. Bear the perceived shortfall. Why? Why would you ask me to do it? Trust God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, in all your ways, acknowledge Him at all times. Trust Him. He will, as we've seen in previous lessons, He's always in the boat, isn't He? When the storm comes, He's always in the boat. And if He's not in the boat, He's gonna walk to the boat faster and you can row away from Him, isn't He? And all He has to do is say to the sea, "Peace, be still." Do you trust Him? Father, would you please help us to be able to navigate through this introductory portion of this lesson and allow us, Lord, to take home tonight for our own soul's meditation that which will be profitable to us and bring glory to your name. For we ask it in the name of our dear Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.